Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A WWE Hall of Famer is set to return at Survivor Series. Plus, AEW's plans for PAC have been revealed, and we chat exclusively to Progress World Champion Cara Noir. For Friday, November the 13th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
From Death Valley, look at the size of that!
320 pounds, looks to be 6'9", 6'10". Undertaker's expression has never changed. The dead man is risen!
You will rest in peace.
Oh, where's the Undertaker?
The Undertaker set to hang it up on the 22nd of November. Survivor Series is approaching, and this is the 30th anniversary of The Undertaker, and it seems to be his swan song. It seems more than ever this is likely to be the last in-ring appearance of The Undertaker. They're making this into a very special event for him as well. We mentioned earlier in the week that Savio Vega is going to be part of the attendees for Survivor Series, but we can also confirm this morning that WWE Hall of Famer The Godfather will also be at Survivor Series to honor The Undertaker. Both Savio Vega and Godfather are part of the backstage clique, the Bone Street Crew, that was headed up by Mark Calloway in the 90s. So there has been a wrestling kinship between Savio Vega and Godfather and Mark Calloway for quite some time now. As well as the return of the Godfather, the plan is as well, according to PW Insider, for Kane to be a part of the show as well. It would make sense that if you're going to wrap up the career of The Undertaker, you have to have Kane there. His long-suffering brother that may or may not have been burnt in a fire, spent some time cosplaying Diesel and working as a dentist. Have to have him there, don't you? So what for The Undertaker after Survivor Series? New York Post asked whether he would be interested in doing a reprisal of the Boneyard match and even more cinematic wrestling stuff. And Undertaker has said no. He said, quote, "It really doesn't appeal to me because basically what it is working around my limitations. It is capitalizing on some of my ability and some of my creative ability to tell a story, but basically it's trying to mask the lack of my physical abilities at this point. I realized I have taken every physical gift, tool that I have used, and I have used it up. There is no water left in the sponge, if I can use that analogy. I've wrung everything I could out of that sponge." Undertaker very much expunged, if you will. And he will be signing off at Survivor Series surrounded by the Bone Street Crew. That's what it looks like.
You see, the funny thing about isolation, you've got nobody to play with.
7 months! 7 months! Dumped the far side of the Atlantic. Yet again, a casualty of this rotten world.
But don't you worry about little old me. I've been here before. Lost,
abandoned. They wanted me to crumble. Every day that passes, I'll get better and stronger and faster and more obsessed. Lads, I see everything.
And then we are, Bonnie lad, we're coming home, Newcastle. I wish you'd never been away. I'll wipe the streets all day, I'll need for a bottle of River Tay.
I'm coming home, Newcastle. I might as well have been in jail. I'd walk the streets all day, I'll need for a bottle of your own brown ale. I'm coming home, Newcastle. If you never win the cup again, I'll brave the dock at St. James's Park if the Gallagher's end of the rain. I'm coming home.
The return of Hack to AEW television has been very welcomed by all of us here at Cultaholic and around the wrestling world as well. Great to see Pac as part of things once again. Bodyslam.net have given us some details as to what we're going to see from Pac going forward. They're reporting that the plan is for Pac to reunite with the Lucha Brothers to rekindle Death Triangle. We barely got the ball rolling on Death Triangle, so it's good to see they're going to pick that back up once again. From there, we're looking at a program between Eddie Kingston and The Butcher and The Blade. Some big six-man wars coming up very soon. Also, it was announced at the end of Dynamite the Pack is going to be facing The Blade next week on Dynamite. Now, the report from Body Slam adds that Pac is indeed slated to be in the US through to the end of next week, so he can be part of the live Dynamite and tapings for the following week. After that, he will return to the UK, and he is set to be a part of AEW once again and back in the US after Thanksgiving. So they're working around some of these travel issues in order to get Pac back on television at this point. Tony Khan has actually teased loads of big stuff for AEW coming forward. He tweeted last night, "Thank you everyone who watched AEW Dynamite last night. A shift in wrestling's balance of power has begun, and the winners will be the wrestling fans. Pac's returned after 8 months, and I have aces up the sleeve in the weeks ahead. You won't get them all at once, but you'll get them all." Intriguing words by Tony Khan. Dynamite should be interesting for the next few weeks. They already announced a major signing to AEW in the shape of bodybuilder, social media influencer, Jade Cargill. She's now officially part of AEW under a multi-year contract. She played basketball at Jacksonville State University, and it was on Wednesday that we saw her for the first time confront Cody Rhodes. She's going to be representing Shaquille O'Neal in a clash of the sporting titans, it would seem. Jade Cargill, when asked about why she joined AEW, she said, "I joined AEW because here I have a voice. I'm ready to shake up the women's division and I am going to flip this promotion on its head." She was part of a tryout camp back at the Performance Center day in 2019 for WWE. Nothing came of that, so she is here now as part of AEW. Interesting times ahead. When it comes to the contract that she has signed, AEW recently gave us a little insight into how the contracts work for the company. So on AEW Unrestricted, Cody and Tony Schiavone were talking about this, and Cody said when they mentioned a tiered system for contracts, Cody went into detail, and he said, "Agreed to appear is tier zero, meaning you will get a bonus, and Tony is super generous. If you ask some of these extras what they're making down there, my dad would have lost it. It's the COVID era. They have no other work because there are no indies. Tier zero is a signing bonus and exclusivity to us in terms of we get the first option on some of you and we guarantee you X amount of dates. The exclusivity is case by case. The goal is you don't want to pay someone who has agreed to appear and keep giving them their weekly versus tier one, which is our base contract agreement. We have tier one, two, three, four, and tier Jericho. Everyone is given a choice of things that are important to them, different pieces of the pie." Interesting to see how all that breaks down. And hey, when we're talking about contracts and numbers, last night, AEW's Wednesday night post-full gear episode of Dynamite, winning out in the ratings once again on NXT. Dynamite pulling 764,000 viewers, NXT pulling 632,000 100,000 viewers. Both were pretty good numbers. The numbers, however, almost identical to 3 weeks ago, back where they were before the presidential election took quite a few eyes away. We've teamed up with Audible to sort you out with a free wrestling audiobook. The Death of WCW by R.D. Reynolds and Brian Alvarez. Genuinely one of the best wrestling books out there. An amazing tale of highs and awful lows and some creamy middles in WCW. And you can get it in audiobook form for free by going to cultaholic.com/audible. Mustafa Ali, formerly Ali, before that Mustafa Ali, is talking about his name change on Twitter. So he got the Mustafa back in his name when he returned to Monday Night Raw, which was good to see. And he's now heading up Retribution, so he's got an angle to get his teeth into. He talks about the pronunciation of Mustafa as opposed to Mustafa. A fan asked why they asked him about like the pronunciation and the emphasis and such. And Ali said, I was afraid of what would happen. I was terrified my name would be too difficult to pronounce, so it would be taken away. And it happened. I had to fight for my name. Now I'm fighting for it to be pronounced correctly. I don't expect people to understand the weight of all of that. Ali also recently revealed that in the storyline world, reason the Retribution have silly names is because he wants them to know what it felt like to be judged and mocked for their names and their appearance, just like he had been, which is a great bit of retcon booking. Big fan of that. We're getting a WWE Chronicle episode all about Lana. It's going to be on the WWE Network on Saturday, November 21st, the day before Survivor Series. Hard work in the shadows doesn't mean you won't be able to shine in the spotlight. So honored. The next edition of Chronicle will feature my journey to Survivor Series on the WWE Network. That's from Lana's Twitter. The NXT UK Heritage Cup Finals have been set. A-Kid and Trent Seven will meet to determine the holders of the lovely trophy. Also, last night on NXT UK, we had the debut of UK indie standout Rampage Brown. If you watch that show for one thing, look at the power slam that Rampage gives Jack Stars. It will make your teeth rattle. Former WWE developmental star Melissa Coates, you may remember from OVW and Deep South Wrestling. She also played Super Genie in Impact Wrestling, accompanying Sabu to the ring. She's had some major medical issues lately. She was forced to undergo an amputation of her leg just below the knee. And a GoFundMe has been set up to assist with Coates' medical expenses. The Super Genie Melissa Coates, says the GoFundMe, is a trailblazer in the world of professional bodybuilding and pro wrestling. Throughout the 90s, she competed in International Federation of Bodybuilding, placed highly in their Ms. Olympia and Ms. International events. Due to her success, she was ranked 9th in the world in women's bodybuilding. Recently, Melissa was experiencing excruciating pain in her leg. She was quickly admitted to the emergency department in the University Medical Center in Las Vegas, where doctors observed several artery blockages in her leg, the result of which led to the leg being amputated to save her life. We are therefore asking for any donations to help the Super Genie Melissa Coates during this difficult time, and any donation is greatly appreciated. You will find a link to the GoFundMe in the description of this morning's podcast. Leah Rush is going to be on MTV's The Challenge. So they announced the cast last night, and former NXT Cruiserweight Champion is among those competing for a share of $1 million against 29 other people. It's called Double Agents this season, and it's filmed in Iceland. And it's kind of like I'm a Celebrity meets Double Dare. I think that's kind of how it works. It's been going for 36 seasons, so they're doing something, right? Look out for Leo Rush looking to cause some shenanigans on The Challenge very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, 2020 has been tough for British wrestling. COVID-19 shutting down wrestling promotions for months on end, some never opening their doors again. The speaking out movement has also changed the shape of the industry and is leading to a cultural shift in British wrestling. 2020 has been a testing year for the scene over here, but some have managed to forge ahead, including our guest on the podcast today. He's had milestone victories in the ring, and away from it, he's one of the leading voices in the all-party parliamentary group on wrestling, a body set up in the wake of the speaking out movement to bring about positive change to British wrestling. Here is Cultaholic's Aidan Gibbons catching up with the reigning Progress World Champion, Cara Noir.
...2020 was a pretty wild ride for me, going from in 2019 being like kind of this a bit of a weird enigma that people knew about but didn't really know much about, because the platforms that I was wrestling on before weren't that big, whereas going from the MPS with Progress before that wrestling pack in 2019 and then 2020, everything changed. And I won the Progress title, and then going to Germany for the first time and having the opportunity to wrestle in front of a completely new crowd, showcase what I do in a tournament structure, and then win it, is it seems unreal. Where I can go back to 2019 and I look back in 2019 and I was genuinely upset when Wembley happened and all my friends were there and I wasn't involved in that big Progress event. To fast forward a year later, I'm now holding the biggest title in the country, and then I go to Germany and win the biggest tournament.
Did you know in advance you were going to win the tournament, or was it like sort of sprung upon you on the day?
So I've kind of have this thing where I like to kind of thread storylines, especially when I'm wrestling. And even if it lasts two matches, I feel that there's something that threads through. And I said to them, I've got a few ideas. So if it ends up going towards semifinals, finals, I've got a few things that I'd like to kind of cover. But I said to them, don't tell me what I'm doing. So every day I turned up at the venue and then found out, oh, I'm wrestling this person. Oh, and, this is the match that we're going to have. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then the last day I was like, oh, Eddie Kingston, that's great. Oh, I beat Eddie Kingston. And then I was like, oh, now I have to wrestle Speedball. And, now I'm in the final. So yeah, I asked them nicely not to tell me what was going on, just because I enjoyed the ride, and then it becomes more special rather than fixating on the end result. I get to fixate on every single story as we go.
Since 16 Karat Gold, you have returned to WXW. What was that like in terms of going to Germany in the middle of these pandemic times and staying over there?
Germany has their together. pretty much. So when I got there, they had this whole setup. They had protocols. They had a government body come and visit the venue to check that everyone was safe. To which I was like, wow, this is incredible. They had a very small audience that were the same audience every day, because it was over a 3-day period of these tapings. And it was a shock to the system for me physically, because not wrestling for 6 months and then going to wrestle was kind of like being returning home, but then also be feeling like taking your first bump. First one wasn't too bad. It was the second one. I was like, oh God, this really hurts. I'd forgotten how much this hurts. so yeah, it was baptism by fire, really. Genuinely quite frightening to step back into the ring without any preparation, because you take the only other break that I've ever had in wrestling was probably 9 weeks when my daughter was born. So having a 6-month break and then going back into wrestling was really, really daunting. I was quite frightened and quite nervous stepping into the ring for the first time, because I thought, oh, I don't want to get hurt, because I'm not conditioned enough for wrestling, I don't think. And as soon as I entered the ring, I did my entrance for the first time in 6 months. And that was really, I kind of got swept up in the emotions of being there in front of a very small audience, but I could still feel that energy, and that was happy just to be there. And I think they could feel that. And I went down, like span down into my position before I come up and do the big wing pose. And I tweaked my knee on the way down. Oh, God. I haven't done it for 6 months. And I rolled my knee and I was like, oh, ouch. And then had to wrestle the rest of the weekend with the rest of the tournament with a tweaked knee.
Is there any news on when we could expect Progress to return at all?
We'll just have to wait and see what the rest of the year brings or what next year brings. Fingers crossed, there is a lot of opportunity for... I've got a lot of things written down, but wrestling is what I like to say is hypothetical at the minute. It looks like a busy year in theory, 2021. But again, so was meant to be 2020. That was meant to be really busy.
One of the things you have been involved in, though, is the all-party parliamentary group on wrestling and sort of their inquiry into British wrestling. How did you become involved in that?
When the whole speaking out thing happened, I felt that it was my role and responsibility to listen to everything that had come out, and that was, and not share my necessarily thoughts and opinions, because I felt that it took away from what was being actually discussed. I'm not there to get likes or make myself look like a hero. But what I did then do was discuss with people like James Amner. I was talking to Equity behind the scenes, and then working with MPs, was able to actually get my foot in the door and have discussions with them. And I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes. And at the point, yeah, it is an inquiry and nothing may come of it, but hopefully, I'm hoping that something does and that something can be done. I feel like if I go into what I'm hoping, then I might be setting myself up to say, this is what must happen. And I think it's not about leaving it up to them, but helping them essentially guide our future and safety, because it's not about necessarily protecting me. I am now in a position where I can say no to things, but definitely when I first started training, I wasn't, you know, and I worked for a very bad company for a long period of time. And I was able to navigate that, luckily, because I have a background in martial arts, and that I'm a man and I'm white and da 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 da. Like, I have these things that I would turn up, do my job and leave and not get involved in any of things, because purely I wanted to wrestle. But I don't want that people to have to go through that themselves.
One place that is currently running is WWE, of course, and NXT UK. They've been looking to add to the roster recently. Did they approach you at all? So it's a bit on the spot.
No, it's a great question. I get when I did some live streams back in May, that was the question that came up all the time. like, never say never. We've had conversations. It's not always right. I have other aspirations and things that I want to do. Well, I'm fully self-employed, but also I have other businesses and other interests. We run a gymnastics company. I teach people adults gymnastics with my partner. We also are running an inquiry into gymnastics. If you're not familiar with that, my partner's spearheading a campaign to discuss elements of abuse in British gymnastics.
Wow.
And she's involved in a class action against British gymnastics. So yeah, I have had discussions with them, but it's not necessarily right for this point. But also I have a lot of other interests and other businesses that I would feel like at the minute I'd have to hand over to someone else if that happened.
If you're good with any plans, what are you hoping to accomplish in 2021?
I really struggle especially at the minute, I'm really struggling looking into the future and going, this is what I want to do. Because at the minute, I don't want to get my hopes up and be like, it be dashed. But really, what I would love to do is simply be exposed to a bigger audience. And the beauty for me is, whilst I have been locked down, that Progress particularly and WXW have been put on the network and they're putting their product on the network. So that means that more people get an opportunity to see what I do, even though I'm not actively wrestling. And I think that the biggest thing that I feel like I've started to showcase my talents in this country, in Europe, but now I feel that I would like to go further afield and wrestle in the US. You know, you mentioned about the WWE and NXT UK. I feel that there's so much more I can do before I go there.
So would you be looking to go to the US maybe next year if the world gets back to normal?
Yeah, if the world gets back to normal and they let me in, yeah, of course. But yeah, like that would be a big goal. I'd love to see how my act and how people respond to what I do in the US. And to be able to do what I do in a American style grand space, that's kind of, I always think that the entrance was originally designed to do in big arenas and big venues. When I did it for the first time in Ali Pali, I kind of got home, watched the hand footage that my partner shot from the back of the room, and then I cried because I was like, this is why it was designed. It wasn't designed to be in little tiny workings men's clubs. It was meant to be in this setting, and now it's starting to come together.
Love you by Friday at 2 o'clock today, Greenwich Mean Time. It is you and I, and live calls to the Cultaholic Isolation Station 24601. What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong? This weekend on the Cultaholic podcast feed, you get the Cultaholic podcast with Matthew, Jack, and Ross talking about this week in wrestling, this bloody week in the wrestling, and it is episode 100. Of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. Justin Henry and myself, for 100 plus weeks, have been living the dream watching old episodes of Raw. Join us tomorrow. And on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, ahead of Talking Shopper Mania 2 this weekend, Ross has been chatting with Rocky Romero, Luke Gallows, and Carl Anderson, and they have been sending some of their biggest wrestling foibles straight to hell. You can watch that on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. I will speak to you next week. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree.
That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.